And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. Gratefulness, thankfulness, appreciation. You know, it's a learned behavior. We weren't born being grateful. I don't think I was. I had to learn it myself. There's a story told about the little boy whose grandmother gave him a Christmas present that she had made. She made him a pin cushion. And his mother, of course, made him sit down and dutifully write her a thank you note. So he wrote, "Dear Granny, thank you for the pincushion. It's something I always wanted, but not very much." We have to learn to give thanks. That's why we're hearing some the Old Testament story and gospel story today about people who had an attitude of gratitude. They say this Assyrian general Naaman, who was a leper, that was the worst of fates back in the ancient world, as wealthy and powerful as he was, there was no way to be healed of it. But his little slave girl told him to go to the prophet in Israel by the name of Elisha. And of course he thought, you know, Elisha would come out and pray some wonderful prayer and wave his hand over the leprosy and make it go away. Well, he drove up, you know, with his retinue and chariot there, and Elijah didn't even come out of the house. He just sent word out to him, "Go bathe 7 times in the Jordan River." What? He thought he would give him some difficult work to do. He says, "Well, aren't all the waters of Babylon and all those ancient rivers over there, aren't they better than the waters of Israel?" And the little slave girl said, "Well, if he'd asked you to do something difficult, you would have done it. Why not try this?" And he did. Bathed 7 times in the Jordan and came out with no leprosy. Clean, as they put it. And he was grateful. He didn't have to be. I mean, he was a big general. He was healed. He could have gone on back home and lived the rest of his life in wealth and power. But no, he brought these rich gifts to Elisha. And Elisha wouldn't even take them. He said, "Well, at least let me have 2 mule loads of earth to take back, because I will no longer offer sacrifice to anybody but the God of Israel." That's why he had to take earth from Israel. You know, they conceived that gods were the gods of certain territories. Over there in Babylon or wherever it was, they had their gods. But so he took some earth from Israel, so upon that he could offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the God of Israel. He had an attitude of gratitude. So did this Samaritan, this foreigner in the gospel story. 10 lepers, you know, came, and you know, they were supposed to keep the distance. They weren't supposed to come near anybody unless they give them that all dread disease of leprosy, kind of like we were back during the pandemic. Nobody wanted to get near anybody else, so they stood at a distance, it says, and I guess they had to holler out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And of course, he doesn't go close to them. He doesn't wave his hand or pray some glorious prayer. He just says, "Go, show yourself to the priest." They were the ones, you know, who could declare that you were healed or not. It says, as they were going, they were healed. And it says, one of them, not even an Israelite, a foreigner, a Samaritan, comes back and falls at the feet of Jesus and thanks him. You know, that response of Jesus really ought to haunt us, remain with us. Jesus says, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Thinking about that, am I one of the 10% or one of the ungrateful 90%? That question needs to come back to me again and again through my life to help me grow in gratitude. You know, I got to thinking the other day, you know, that, you know, a lot of people, before they go to bed at night, say they do an examination of conscience. Anybody ever done that at the end of the day? Go through and list all the ways you might have sinned through the day so you can say an act of contrition before you go to bed. Anybody ever do that? Lots of people do. It's a good habit, I believe. Though that's kind of a downer to go to bed with, to think of all the sins you've committed. At least you can be grateful for God for His forgiving love. But what if, I'm not saying don't do an examination of conscience before you go to bed, but why not do an examination of blessings? How would that be if you, before you went to bed at night, you thought of all the blessings you had received since you got up that morning? You know, it'd be kind of like the old song. Anybody ever heard it? Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. If you want to go to bed with a positive attitude, why not try that? And be grateful for all the blessings you've received that day. I'm afraid a lot of the times I get blessings and they just go over my head. I don't even remember them. But to name them and grow in gratitude. You know, that's what we're here today for. That's what Eucharist is. Anybody speak Greek much anymore? Oh, you know, every time you say the word Eucharist, you're speaking a Greek word. It means thanksgiving. And that's what you, how we, in Greek, you would say the name of the holiday on the fourth Thursday of November, Eucharist. Well, we don't just do it once a year. We do it every Sunday. In fact, here we do it every day. But above all, the Sunday Eucharist of the Lord's Day, to give God thanks and praise for every gift of life and salvation that comes to us in Christ. And 100% of us have received those blessings. Only 10% of those people came back to Jesus. Jesus said, 10 were healed. Where are the other 9? Maybe He'd ask that question today, here among us. I mean, this is probably not even 10% of the people who've been blessed by God, are we? What if you ask, where are the other 9? Well, we'd have to build a church about 10 times bigger than this one, wouldn't we? Where are the other 9? And which group am I in, the 10% or the 90%? Need to let Jesus' question haunt me. Where are the other 9? So that I can continue to grow in the grace of gratefulness. God's blessings are good in themselves, but how much more they bless us when we are able to give thanks.